Throughout the scriptures, we can find additional examples of successful gospel teachers who changed the lives and saved the souls of those they taught. From the Book of Mormon, for example, Nephi, Alma, and the sons of Mosiah readily come to mind. Notice the personal preparation of the sons of Mosiah as they prepared to teach the gospel. They had waxed strong in the knowledge of the truth, for they were men of sound understanding, and they had searched the scriptures diligently that they might know the word of God. But this is not all. They had given themselves to much prayer and fasting. Therefore, they had the spirit of prophecy and the spirit of revelation. And when they taught with power and authority of God. Another gospel teacher who was powerful was Moroni, who was chosen as a messenger sent from the presence of God to teach and to tutor the prophet Joseph Smith. Joseph has given us a brief but detailed description of what Moroni said and did when he taught Joseph. The first time Moroni appeared to Joseph Smith, Joseph was a teenage boy of 17 with little formal education. Joseph described himself as an obscure boy of no consequence in the world, and a friend would later call him untutored and untaught. In the hand of a patient and caring teacher like Moroni and other heaven-sent messengers who instructed him, this young man would become the central figure in what the Lord referred to as a marvelous work and a wonder. What are some of the principles of teaching and learning that we might identify by observing the way Moroni taught Joseph Smith? There are a number of important principles we could discuss, but let us focus on three principles essential to good teaching. Principle one, show love to those you teach and call them by name. Joseph Smith said that when the angel Moroni first appeared to him, Joseph was afraid, but the fear soon left him. What was it that Moroni did to help dispel this fear? Joseph said, "He called me by name." Teachers who love their students and call them by name are following a heavenly pattern. In a recent meeting with President Thomas S. Monson, I noticed that he greeted each of us by name. He spoke to us about his boyhood Sunday school teacher, Lucy Gertsch, noting that she was a teacher who knew the names of each student in her class. President Monson said of her, "She unfailingly called upon those who missed a Sunday or who just didn't come. We knew she cared about us. None of us have ever forgotten her or the lesson she taught." Principle two, teach from the scriptures. Another teaching principle practiced by Moroni is that he knew and taught from the scriptures. Joseph Smith said that at the very first meeting, Moroni commenced quoting the prophecies of the Old Testament. He quoted many other passages of scripture and offered many explanations. From the many scriptures quoted by Moroni, Joseph learned about his prophetic role in the coming forth of the Book of Mormon and the restoration of the true gospel again to the earth. Principle three, encourage the pondering of gospel truths. A third principle employed by Moroni in teaching Joseph Smith was to cause him to ponder on what he had been taught. Joseph states that after his third meeting with Moroni, he was again left to ponder on what he had just experienced. Effective teachers will want to follow the pattern of the resurrected Christ among the Nephites when he asked the multitude to return to their homes and ponder upon the things he had taught them so that they might understand. Nephi reminds us that the act of pondering involves not only using our heads, but also our hearts. He said, "My heart pondereth continually upon the things which I have seen and heard." The act of pondering on the scriptures and the things that we have seen and heard invites personal revelation to come into our lives.